Right now we're joined by Meg McGurk, who is with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, who is just coming in from having rescued a dog. How are you?
Good. I often bring guests when I come on the air. This is a first for me.
First time you brought a canine guest.
I did, yes. Yeah. Found him right as I was leaving my office parking lot to come here, and he needed a little love and a little attention.
Everyone knows you for doing literally anything and everything around the community, including making sure all of the animals in town are taken care of.
That is right. That's absolutely right.
Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about. 2016 is just getting underway, and going back a little bit to 2015, the town of Chapel Hill in October, right, did a citizen satisfaction survey. They do this periodically. It's every 2 years they do it,
yep.
I think, something like that.
Yep.
And they did one back in October, so a lot of you listening out there might have gotten that survey and filled it out. We just got the results released officially on Monday, yesterday, at the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting. And as per usual, mostly good with a couple of things that we always need to work on. Meg, what are the details?
Well, I think that I often talk about how downtown factors into many conversations about our community because people want to see downtown successful. Mm-hmm. And 71% of residents surveyed felt that a redeveloped downtown was essential or important as part of the town's economic development strategy. 71%! Mm-hmm. That's a really powerful number that shows that people care, people want to see it grow, and not necessarily grow in height or grow in size, although it could do that, but grow into something greater and always be as the best that it can be.
And is that number up, down? What's the trend from previous?
Yeah, I think the number was right about the same.
About the same,
it always factors pretty high. I think also what was pretty significant were some of the other numbers that came out saying that residents said that the most important capital improvements to them were for bike lanes and for the redevelopment of downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, with the town's adopted bike plan now and implementing that is something that we're advocating for and working with the town for downtown.
That's very much ongoing. And I know whenever any municipality or any community, any town, there's an issue, and people are concerned about it, and now there's a plan. We've got a plan.
We've enacted it.
We're going to put it into effect. But it's that time between the vote to approve the plan and the moment when it goes into effect that people start getting concerned. Like, okay, we've taken action. Why are things not better?
Absolutely.
But things are getting better.
They're working on
getting those bike lanes in. I think we'll all be happy when the bike lanes are in.
Yep.
But the progress is ongoing. So what is coming this? You mentioned development downtown and the townspeople, Chapel Hillians, concerned and interested about making sure the downtown maximizes its potential, I guess would be the thing to say. So what's coming this spring? What's coming this summer? I know we've talked about 123 West, the big Carolina Square project, which I kind of feel weird about saying construction is underway because I feel like the destruction is part of the construction.
As soon as the
building started going down and you had that weird thing, that pipe hanging off of it on the side that everyone was just looking at going, how did that hang out? And that was back in the summertime.
So I
feel like the construction's been ongoing for a while. But what else is going on?
Well, I think as we look forward to this coming year, there's going to be some changes to kind of the infrastructure and the streetscape downtown. And that's really important for economic development. Businesses and buildings, they want to be where it's safe, where it's accessible. And so coming soon, starting in the spring, are going to be some tremendous improvements to Rosemary Street. Mm-hmm. And Rosemary Street needs it. It needs wider and more accessible sidewalks, redoing of the curbs and the gutters, resurfacing of the street, improved lighting, making all of our downtown ADA accessible. And right now, there's sections of Rosemary Street that are horrifically accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to start in the summer. And then also, the University of North Carolina is going to begin their phase one of working on some of the planning of their infrastructure that abuts to downtown and starting with what we call Porthole Alley, which is the alley in between kind of Carolina Coffee Shop and like Salon 135 right there. It's got the...
Is that the one with the mural on it?
That's right.
Yes,
Michael
Brown's
parade mural.
Yep.
Right now, it is a really rough alley to walk across when you're on the sidewalk. You run the threat of getting hit by a car coming down that alley.
Yes.
It's going to become a pedestrian alley so that there will be no traffic on it.
Okay.
And traffic
very
will
cool.
be... the cars that park back there will be rerouted out the backside. But it's really addressing this university is kind of acknowledging and addressing that is really the kind of main thoroughfare from campus to the 100 East Block. That is really where visitors and students and their families, mm-hmm. that's how they go. And so that is, they're turning that into just a fantastic pedestrian walkway that will be kind of accessible all the way from Franklin Street up to Memorial Hall.
I like that idea because I remember talking about this last year, not about the alley, mm-hmm. but just about plans for downtown and future development. And we're talking about Carolina Square, I think, and there's going to be a green space there, mm-hmm. and how visible is it going to be from Franklin Street, and maybe not so much, and wouldn't it be nice to have a green space on Franklin Street? And I think it was Mark Klatchman I was talking to. He said, well, we have a green space on Franklin Street. It's called the UNC campus. It's right there, but that the connection doesn't feel there yet between there's UNC and then there's downtown, and they're literally... It's the same thing, mm-hmm. but it feels like a disconnect. So having that alley be more of a connection would be really cool. So we're speaking with Meg McGurk-Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And getting back to Rosemary Street, mm-hmm. I think developments on Rosemary Street and making that nice, making it accessible, making it something with substance mm-hmm. is so overdue. The downside of that, of course, is things that are there right now that we might take for granted mm-hmm. and might enjoy might not be there mm-hmm. in 10 years when all is said and done. So what can we expect to see going into Rosemary Street, and what might that replace?
Well,
I know it's still an ongoing conversation.
It's hard to answer that second half. I think the first half of that question
is there
going to
be a bus terminal in the middle?
Thank you, Aaron Keck. No, there's not.
It's been a running gag for a year and a half now.
I think what we're going to see, well, there's a tremendous amount of interest from mm-hmm. the current property owners and the businesses that are on Rosemary Street and others that are looking at that as an area of potential redevelopment. So I think we have a hotel that's coming soon to the corner of Church, and that's been approved by the town, the corner of Church Street and West Rosemary. Mm-hmm. But I think that I think we're going to see a lot more interest in how to interact more appropriately and better with the commercial district and the neighborhoods that come right up, particularly Northside neighborhood. And that's of great interest to us in the Downtown Partnership, the Northside community, the town, mm-hmm. and it's something that we're constantly working on in our partnerships.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. So what's coming this year for you?
Well, we are working on a new plan of work right now to kind of guide our organization for the next 3 years. And we're starting to focus a little bit more on kind of the long-term needs for downtown. And we did a lot of internal and external SWOT analysis and stakeholder meetings and listening sessions. And what we've really heard is that parking, which is probably not a shock to many folks, is that parking needs improvement. It's not just the number of spaces. It's the ease of use. Mm-hmm. It's the communications of how parking works. It's the leasing this and the private and the public there and how to activate spaces better. So that's something that we're working with the town to improve for everybody, for the visitors, for the businesses. It's really important.
Yep.
Another one is really looking at the kind of next stage space for the entrepreneurs that are coming out of the university into 1789 or launch the two business incubators and where they can go. Because mm-hmm. they want to stay in that dense urban environment. They want to continue to be downtown, but they still can't afford the market rent rate. So it's really looking at what we can do with our partnerships to keep them in downtown.
And that actually reminds me, there's a really good article this week, I think, was it Travis Creighton posted it on Orange Politics? I don't know if you saw
it,
but it was about about young professionals and just the percentage of people, ages 18 to 34 in Chapel Hill. And it's surprisingly low compared mm-hmm. with Durham and mm-hmm. other communities and other sort of corresponding communities that we think of as our colleagues, the Cambridges and the Bloomingtons and the Athenses and things like that. And that's got to be a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
In terms of keeping young professionals here, mm-hmm. not just having the entrepreneurship space, the incubators, the launches in the 1789s, but then enabling the next step beyond that.
Exactly.
Too.
That and affordable housing.
Yes. Those two things.
Places for them to live and places for them to work. Both key.
Yep.
Also for our organization as we're going forward is really looking at placemaking downtown. And it's really, I talk about it a lot, it's that sense of belonging and feeling welcomed and interested in what's happening downtown. And there's some really simple ways to do that we've already started, like pedestrian wayfinding. If you're standing here, how many minutes is it to walk to Ackland Art Museum? Or more sidewalk dining when you have activity on the street, when you have art and people and conversations happening on the street, it feels more inviting and welcoming. So that's something that we're also focusing in on for downtown.
And those walking signs are really great to let people know what else is there. Like I know they went up at Festival, I think, a couple of years ago, if I remember right.
A couple years ago,
and I thought they were just just going to be temporary, and then they've stayed up, and they're really cool. I love them. Yeah,
we're looking to expand that, and you know what we have. We don't have. This is one of my personal missions. We're going to make it happen.
Okay.
Is we don't have any welcome to downtown signs. If you turn that corner from Carborough,
right.
You're coming in from, you know, Franklin Street, there's nothing that says, boom, this is downtown, other than it being downtown.
Right.
So,
there's the one that says Carborough, but that's sort of on the side. And
sure.
Like, yeah, you could be.
Coming the other
way.
So that, I think that's part of placemaking. That's part of defining a space.
And kind of the entryway from the east side, too.
Exactly.
Like, you're just sort of there, but and you know that you're there.
You know
but
you're there.
That entryway would be really
cool. Right.
Yeah.
So that's another
thing. The gateway
thing.
To downtown Chapel Hill.
Exactly.
I like that. All right. Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. If people want to find out more about the partnership and what's going on.
DowntownChapelHill.com. You can find out about what's happening downtown as well as our organization. And you're always welcome to give me a call or send me an email.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.